Okay, Simcha Veis, we're up to Sif Dalet, which is a detour from the whole flow of the Simen. It's a little strange that this is inserted here. Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Moisrim Tinik Yisrael Lakuti Lalamde Seifo Lalamde Unnis. A person should not send a Jewish child to a non-Jewish tutor. Lamde Sefer means what? Teaching him learning? Lamde Sefer, Lamde Umnis. Umnis, I understand, he's teaching him a trade.
But for Lamde Sefer could be Aleph Beis.
Reading, writing.
That's what it means, you're going to go
to teach Aleph Beis. Lamde Sefer.
Okay. Alright, so this is inserted here. It's in Yerideya, really, and by Hilchos Akum, where it belongs, and it's here as well. So why is it here? So we seem to have a difference of opinion between the Chalkas Mechaikak and the Beis Shmuel. What's the problem? Okay, so what's the problem with having a guy tutoring a person in Umnis? So let's see, the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechaikak give two slightly different reasons. If you look in the Beis Shmuel, usually we look at the Chalkas Mechaikak first. The Beis Shmuel is short. It's on four lines on the bottom on the left. Ein Moisrim Tinik, Hainu Afilu Hecha Deleka Chashash Mishum Shvichas Damim. Even a place there's no chashash of him murdering him. We said in a Medina that the government prosecutes, there's no Shvichas Damim. Oz Gadol Mutter, and then an adult is Mutter, Mekomachim. Kat Nasser, Shamiyim Shech Achar Minus. Koshomer B'Yaradeya Koftun Gimel. As I told you, this is in Yaradeya. So you shouldn't have a guy tutor a Jewish child one-on-one because they'll teach him apikoresis when he has in private, in a private audience. We're afraid they'll teach him apikoresis. That's the sheet of the Beis Shmuel.
So you shouldn't send him
to
even a Jew
apikoresis,
he should say.
Oh, so quite that, it should be even a Jewish apikoresis. I'm sure sometimes we're more... So I want to get to that. Good. For a second, let's just look. According to that, what is it doing here? What's it doing here in Hilchos Ichud? Shami Yim Lam Deyumnis. The Chalkas Mechaikak, though, in Sukkot and Vav, brings two reasons. The Chalkas Mechaikak, Emer Shetil Yisrael, HaRambam, Perachov Beis, Milchus Yisurei Biyah, then Hang Nasan Tam. See, the Rambam also brings it in Yisurei Biyah. So Nasan Tam, and they Shekulam Chashudim, that's his law. Shinklai mechashudim amishkav zachar. Now it belongs a little more in Hilchos Ichud. We're saying a man and an adult Jewish man are not chashudim because the man won't agree, the yid won't agree. But a child is awesome. Now look at the next words. So you shouldn't put your child together with a gayish adult. He's chashud amishkav zachar. Vakutim usharim al hazachar. And the guy is Muzer Amishkav Zachar. Diksev Edava Pishtai V'loy B'Zachar. So the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Mechaikak is saying, Shem the Rambam, that a guy is mitzuva on homosexual relations. That's an issa d'iraisa for a guy. Now why is he bringing the guy is Muzer? It sounds like it's hard to say. Why shouldn't you let your child be with an adult guy? Because he might be Mashal and Mishkav Zachar. So you have a lefnei iver on the guy. That's why. Because you have a lefnei iver on the guy. You want to protect your child. That's why. Isn't that so strange? He says, don't put your child with the guy. Because the guy is Muzer and Mishkav Zachar. It's a very strange reason. Really, it's because you want to protect your child. So I don't have an answer to why he says such a thing.
Is there not coming out a lady kusi?
Yeah, we're talking about a man, a lady anyway. It's a separate issue.
It's an
issue,
but it's not Mishkav Zachar.
Okay, so why is it better? Okay, 1 second. It'll be Yeridei, Kuftan Gimel, Kosav, Harav, Meharamah, Hatam. The second reason, the Moshri Leilaminos, Vugam Ken Loshin Rashi, Perakama Davai Dizar. Rashi mentions both reasons. Ava Gaga Filu Gadol, Asas Yachedim, Im Kutim, Shum Shvichas Damin. Even though elsewhere the Gemara there says he shouldn't be miyach kuti, he may kill a person. So, which again means a case where the government prosecutes murder. So we have here machlekes chazav haigim beishmol. Beishmol says the isur is purely altminus. Chakas machaykak says you have two isurim. You have an isur minus and an isur of and an isur of mishkav zachar as well. The guy in the Gra in Yeridaya says that bizman hazeh, it's not common, and bizman hazeh bizmanai, it's not common. The type of mishkav zachar as a moses was apparently common in the time of the Gemara. Yeah.
Is there any implication for
the Shiva hiring that goes to teach math? Oh, good. So this is the point that was made. The question I asked, what's it doing in this siman? The chayrut is a very big chiddush here. That the isser of chashash minus is only one on one. We're saying here, Emos and Tinnik Yisrael, in the context of this yichud. It appears that there's no chashad of a classroom full of goyim, to have a goyish teacher standing in front of a classroom and teaching a bunch of Jewish children. Then there's no isser mishkav zachar, it's not yichud, and no isker minus, presumably because the word will get around. If he starts teaching the wrong things, then people are going to become aware of it. And then there's going to be he'll be caught, so presumably be afraid or something. So I guess that's one chiddush of the fact that it's here in the siman. It's a chiddush. It's only also one on one tutoring, but it's not also in a classroom. You mean even once he's teaching an exercise, it would be the same thing? Probably the same thing, that he'll start schmoozing with him, I guess. So I don't know, what's it excluding? A doctor, maybe. Maybe it's only a doctor.
What about the woman teaching the girls?
So it should be this. You're right. If it's als mishkav zachar, then there's no reason by the girls. If it's als aminos, it would be the same thing. But again, the chiddush here is a chiddush l'kula. Even though you read the machab, it's a chiddush l'chumra. But on the other hand, we're saying is the chshash of teaching apikorsis is only in a situation where it's private, not in a case where it's public, where it's a whole classroom. We have a yeshiva teacher who believes in all the conspiracy theories. My grandson was in his class, explained how men never landed on the moon. They have all this thing that is a hoax that they landed on the moon, and that Kennedy was not assassinated, and all these things, very interesting. So I asked the principal why they hire him. He's a great teacher. He's very interesting, and he teaches. He actually teaches also, but he always throws in these things. He has a lot of personality. He's a great teacher. I said, "What about?" He said, "Look, if he only taught them that man didn't land on the moon, be a chashash. But every day he has another crazy thing. So none of the kids. It's like a joke to all of them. So they said, "What? It's takanat minus. It's silliness, but it does, yeah."
Oh, we did sufa on lifnei ikar to
it's in Braisa. Osali teneva menachayla benaya. We say it's a binam lamakim dikaver and a ben chaver dikaver, causing an affair to be done. Now, the big issue in all the yeshivas is teaching science books that present, usually for the purpose of pissing the regents, that present questions that have to do with evolution. It's become terrible. The last 10 years, somebody published how in the history regents there had been no mention of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln, but they have been mention of what's her name? Emma, the black woman.
Emma Fitzgerald.
Emma, whatever she is, and the one, and there's been no mention of the Civil War. There's been mention of the Greenwich Village Stonewall riots. There's been mention numerous times. Civil War has not been mentioned. it's all one big, woke. So, I don't know. The teaching of revolution in the schools is an issue. They're stopping regents. The regents are discriminatory because the more intelligent people have a better chance of passing than the less intelligent. That's discrimination. So they're stopping the regents. But at any rate, it's a serious question about whether someone's allowed to teach evolution if the teacher is teaching it in the form of Avodah Zarah. Now, we teach what Baal Peor was, what they did at Baal Peor. Some teachers teach it in great detail. And it's okay, because today that nobody believes in Baal Peor. The question is teaching teaching things like evolution. And the question is a difficult question. The question is the following. Chazal darshan from the Pasik, you're not allowed to learn Minus. Somebody who wants to know how to paskin is allowed to learn kishuf, is allowed to learn apikorsis. Now there's a very positive reason for teaching. The question is the heter lahavin lahayreis, and it's limited to that, or is the heter any time there's a clear there's an external reason for learning it and teaching it as apikorsis, and whether there's such a heter or not. So I don't know. The jury is out. Some yeshivas, some more machmir, some are less machmir. It often goes hand in hand with the places that do care if they pass the regents or don't care if they pass the regents. It usually goes together. No one wants to teach it to Etzem. So I know some of the history books in yeshiva or the science books rather have certain pages ripped out. Not by the school, but by the religious Talmidim, who ripped out certain pages. And I'm not aware that any student has noticed very, very much. But this is the question, and this is the sift. It's in Yeridaya as well. Now, Kapanim, this is an aside.
The sift doesn't say Yichud. Only one entire sift doesn't use the word Yichud.
But it's clear that we're talking about Yichud. From the context and from the combination of Mishkav Zachar, it's certainly. It's very clear that the Mechaba means one-on-one. It's very clear, both from the context and the fact that Rashi brings both reasons. It's not like that. The Malchus Rishayim, Rashi himself brings both reasons. So he's telling the same case. So it should be a separate Gemara. If you tell me Yichud is also because of Mishkav Zachar, you tell me separate that the Rabbim is also
Minus.
Chesh- the Cheshad of Minus. If he's teaching Minus, it's always us.
Obviously.
The Cheshad of Minus is only one on one. It does it. No, we're just repeating ourselves. I respectfully disagree. From the context, it don't belong here, and it's smack in the middle of the Chesichot. It needs to know this. Okay.
Is there an edge for, say, Kaka?
Is there? Yeah, because an adult protects himself from Mishkav Zachar and knows how to rebuff the Minus of the Kuti. Kuti, he's not going there to learn Minus. He's going there to learn Omnis. So an adult, we feel, will rebuff the teachings of Minos.
What age?
That's a good question. At what age is he confident enough to? I'm not sure.
So it's not necessarily a mitzvah or a nine. It's
a good question. I don't know. The word is tinuk and gadol. I guess it depends how impressionable it is and how confident. Yeah. Chachta Mechaik is both reasons. Excuse me? Right. For a guy? The guy doesn't have any. Why does the guy have the other Isurim? Ben Nayach only has his Isurim. What? So the question of Mishkav Zachar is a type of Arayis. He's saying, if not for this passing, it wouldn't be. Not every relative is also to Ben Nayach, right? Most relatives, the relatives through marriage are all Mutter. Okay, let's go back. Sifheg returns to the regular standard Isurei Yichud. So I told you at the outset that after we, in the first Sifim, discussed the Isurim, now we're going through a list of Heterim. Okay, so a list of Heterim we have now in Sifhei and Vav, the Heter of multiple people. When is it Mutter, multiple people? Now this is a tremendous nafkamina between the sheet of the Mechaber and Beis Yosef. I'm not sure what the Sfaradim had it passed on the Maisa and the Ramah. I want to explain before we start the tremendous divide. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin that pay the sugi of Yichud. Isha achas misyachedes im shnei anoshim. The Mishnah says one woman and two men is mutter. One man and two women is aser, because we're afraid the man will convince the two, both women to be interested in znus. But the other way, two men and one woman, it's a Mishnah, it's mutter. However, the Gemara says something like Omar Rav Hani Mili Biksherim Avaputzim Aser. Okay, we can live with that. Hani Mili Ksherim, Ksherim is us, and Prutzim is them, there's no het. However, the Gemara says, I think it's Amar of Chanina, Prutzim is Kegoyin Ano. It's like the Amirohim. And the only Ksherim are people greater than the Amirohim, which means that everybody's Choshed on being a Poritz. Now, that takes away the whole Mishnah from Halach Lamaisa. It makes it a very, very difficult Mishnah. There's a machlaikis, mechaber Ramah, which machlaikis the Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam learns there's no heter. The Mishnah's heter does not apply, except by Gedalei Adar, by people who are supik sheirim. The mechaber shita is that two men and one woman is aser. Aser b'yichud as well. The mechaber in Siv Dalet, you can see it in front of you, the Ramah is long. The Sifhei rather. You can't have one woman even with many men. If one husband wife team is there, so they're shomrim for everybody else. According to the Mechaber Shita, it's osur, there's no heter of multiple people. And Sivvav will say if it's three and three or more, three men or more, three women or more, both three and three or more, it's mutter. But every other case, the shita of the mechaber is that it's aser. So the Rambam holds there's no heter multiple people, unless it's really the heter of psuach l'shusarab, three or more people is called like a rabbin, shusarabin, then it's mutter. But there's no heter of multiple people. Now this, in very practical terms, is a tremendous chumrah in halacha lemaisa. I don't know if the Sfaradim go with this psak or don't go with this psak of the mechaber, but it's tremendous. It's extraordinary. It's extraordinarily limiting. What?
Every simcha.
Usually there are three men and three women, so it's mutter. That is simcha. What? No, three men, three women is mutter according to Sfaradim, but there's no heter of two men or even three men and one woman. Or even 10 men and one woman, there's no heter. You need three women, you need three men. According to this, it's a tremendous chumrah of the mechaber. The shita of Rashi and the Ramah is that we don't paskin that the ksherim kagayin ano is no good. And it's interesting. They say that it's only midas chasidus to be machmir. The Ramah doesn't even bring midas chasidus. And we paskin that like Rashi that that this chumrah of kagayin ano is only midas chasidus. It's not really, you can just take a mishnah and throw out a mishnah that way by saying it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply today.
So like the Rambam,
Imachaber and the Rambam are together, and the Rambam and Rashi are together. So it's a tremendous difference. Of course, we're going to discuss Rashi. Imachaber has very little to discuss. You need three men, you need three women, and after that you can you have what to talk about. It's not otherwise. There's always
what's special about three and three?
It's a rabbin. Pesuach is a rabbin is mutter, and generally three or more is a rabbin. So if you have three and three, it's you need three of each. It's interesting. So we're going to go on to the Ramah, bearing in mind the tremendous chumrah of the Mechaber Shita. So why do we hold? What are the numbers? So it gets a bit complicated. I'm trying to stick to the core Ramah and those who explain the Ramah. We'll go into other cases after. Okay, V'yeshad. So he says, the Isha Achas M'siachedes im Shnei Anashim K'sherim im Hu Be'ir. If you're in the city, we'll see in a minute what that means. But typically, two men and one woman is mutter. B'stam anashim k'sherim hayim. And we say that stam from yidden are considered k'sherim, and therefore we don't hold like the mechaber. You look a quick look in the top line of the Gra on this next page. Kenu pashin de masnisin. That simple pshat in the Mishnah, the Gra says. Uba Gemara midakamer avol beprutzim, mashma dafka prutzim. It's not mashma that we are consider ourselves prutzim. That's what it means. And that's how we paskin. Chay midakamer sham pei alpha midbeis achosei bechamoisai elu beedim kusnabnei adam. It's not going on people like greater than Rav Chanina bar Papi and Chaveirav, who are the ones that are mutter according to that memra in the Gemara. It's Rav who says, "Kegoy Rav Chanina bar Papi and Chaveirav." See, the Gra says, "V'Rav deKamar Kegoy Rav Chanina bar Papi and Chaveirav." Maybe this Chassidus who deKamar leinotz mehirer v'ayin Rashba, but it's not lahalacha. So it's Rav who says that we are shprutzim. You need like Rochanina bar Papi the Chaverim to be ksherim. So we don't go that way. We say two and one is mutter and stam anoshim ksherim heim avul heim prutzim. If the bem is prutzim, afilu in yud osur. There's no one. A woman can't be miyachid even with ten prutzim, and that's osur. So this is the basic deal for us: two men and one woman is mutter. The other way around, we're going to see we need three women with one man. One man with two women is still awesome.
When we talk about Stam and Nushim, it has nothing to do with the people are Shem Shabbos.
No, we mean Shem Shabbos. You're Stam from Yidden.
Stam from Yidden. It's not talking about somebody who's Jewish but not religious.
So that's not included. It means people who have. Ksherim, Aksherim. It's not.
It could be a very, fine person,
There are a lot of very fine people, but we don't go around sticking a thermometer under the tongue and seeing if he's a fine person or not. We have to have objective rules. Yeah, we have objective rules, and the objective rules. Once some goyim came and they trashed the Kamenetz Yeshiva, or Baruch Bevel's Yeshiva, and they came, they trashed the whole Beis Medrash. So Baruch Bevel came in, they had to turn things upside down. I don't know exactly what they did. So Baruch Bevel says, V'amalera nishtayra. So he said, these were goyim, these weren't. He said, still, v'amalera nishtayra. If a person is not into, if he's not from, so what are you going to do? Goyim, we run, yidden, not yidden, but legabe, we can't start measuring people. There are a lot of Shemesh Shabbos who are prutzim, and there are a lot of non Shemesh Shabbos who are fine, but we have to go with some type of objective rule. What?
Different as far as goyim
are concerned,
numbers.
Prutzim are different numbers. You need three and three for prutzim.
So
goyim have a din of prutzim. The Ramah brings the second sheet as Yeshayim, but that's his. That's very much his style to bring it this way, and it's not like. Yeshem, we're not passing that way. He's bringing the Yeshem and the Halacha, Chachmas Adam, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Hashulchan. They all pass it this way. It's interesting. I think Chachmas ends with the words V'yesh Bachmirin. He brings the Machaber as when they have it here. When he brings the whole Heter, he brings the Machaber Shita as well afterwards, but. He brings a Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam Oistrim. He brings the Tam and the Chof Masada. So anyway,
the two sheets in the Ramah, we usually go like the first sheet.
when they are two, yeah. But when he only brings the Yeshayim, he means all right, so we have hopefully cleared the heter. There is a fair amount of disagreement, and this is Nageha, whether one woman and three men, which is mutter, is even if one of the three men is a poritz. Could happen in an office. You have a secretary, and she's working in the office, and she's there herself, and they have three men. So three and one is mutter, v'ksheirin. Well, so that's the question. If one of the three is someone who's a poritz, let's say, including somebody who's not a Shomer Shabbos. So the question is, do we say, well, you still have three and one, and it says prutzim is also, it doesn't include one. So Pesachei Tshuva Dalid addresses it. Pesachei Tshuva is very reliable in how he quotes sources, but here I'd like to read it and tell you why it seems to be a little different than one of the sources he brings. Let's try to follow Pesachei Tshuva Dalid.
Did Rabbi say that two men and two sheirim and an isha is mutter?
I'm sorry, two and one. Good. Okay, I'm talking about Be'ir. We're going to have to. You know what? You're right. Let's finish. We'll get to back to the Pesachei Tshuva Dalid momentarily. The reason he says three is because he's going on the next line. Okay. All right, so let me continue the Ramah before I jump to Pesachei Tshuva. Two and one is mutter. Two men and one woman is mutter. Now, this is all Be'ir. Now, I'm going to tell you what we're going to read in the Ramah. When you're traveling, or at night, Chazal required one more. Why? When you're traveling, the chashash was that a man's going to go off into the woods to lasis tzarachav. He's going to leave behind one man and one woman. Normally, he's after two men and one woman. But when you're traveling, we're afraid a man will step aside and he'll leave them beichud, the man and the woman. So biderech or v'sada, when you're not in the city, when there's this yichud, Chazal v'chayshish and required one more. Now, more importantly, balayla as well. Laila means when people go to sleep. So they required an extra shomer because one of the shomers is going to fall asleep. You have two men and one woman, and the man's going to fall asleep, and then they'll leave the other man and woman beichud. So balayla, even if you're not falling asleep, Chazal required an extra shomer. This is nageya. You have a babysitter. The most common not realized issa yichud is when an uncle goes to babysit his niece with whom he's also b'yichud. If she's over 3 years old, so he's not allowed to. You have a 15-year-old uncle and his brother. If you babysit your niece. So for him to go babysit the niece is an issa yichud, even by day, one-on-one. Is a seichud, people don't realize it. By night, so one man and two women is also all the time. What happens if he's going and he's babysitting a nephew and a niece? Right, so the nephew is a shomer, so he can babysit nephew and niece, but by night, he needs an extra shomer. He needs one more shomer, it's not good enough. The fact that he's babysitting nephew and niece, and nephew is a shomer for the niece, so that's not adequate. Or if he's doing the heter of three women and one man, it's not enough in this, because two women and one man is awesome. The rule is by night and outside of the city, you need one extra person, because it's a shash that one of the people will separate from the others. Now, we're going to have questions about this, but this is the rule of thumb. The same thing, I've had this numerous times, where parents go on vacation, they leave the family, they leave the rest of the family home. They have all the children. They're leaving, they have a daughter and a son at home, and they go to Florida for a week, or they go wherever they're going, it's not the point. So they leave siblings, and they'll see you. But then, the girl says she wants to invite her friend. Invite your friend over. That's a problem. If you have a brother and a sister and the sister's friend, by day it's not a problem. A sister is a shomer for a brother. There's no issue. But at night, you need two shomerim. You have to make sure if you have two sisters, that would be okay. But you need two shomerim And by night you need an extra shomer. A single shomer or a frey will fall asleep. What?
You have to
invite
two friends.
Invite two friends, yeah, okay. So, but you have to be aware of the Isura Yichud. This is mostly where it comes up, by babysitting or by inviting friends when the parents aren't there. It's an issue. Okay, let's read it inside.
We go to rest stop.
Oh, so I want to talk about that. Okay, good. Well, 1 second. Aval imhein prutzim, afilu imyur aser, b'choza b'ir, the second line of the Ramah. Aval b'sada, aivalayla, afilu b'ir, b'inan gimel. If it's a place, a sada, like I told you, someone may go off on the side, or b'ir, b'inan gimel, afilu b'kfarim, afilu b'ksherim, I'm sorry, afilu b'ksherim, even with kosher people, period. The Yesh Matirim Ishechad in Nashim Harbe, you mean Iskay im Hanashim. We'll talk about Iskay im Hanashim soon. But Ishechad in Nashim Harbe, one man with Harbe means three, so the Heta. See, have a Heta, one man and three women? Or two men and one woman? Is Mutter. Two men and two women is worse. It's interesting. Two men and one woman is Mutter. Two men and two women, we're going to have his Aser. Because each one will do his own thing, and when it's two men and one woman, so each one watches the other. Two men and one with two women, they'll be accomplices in crime, and it's us. That's the rule of thumb, which I don't want to get confused. Now, there is a very interesting and controversial heter that comes from Rebbeinu Rucham, one of the Rishayim, which is very mistaver. And the question is, why we're not really following this heter? The heter of Rebbeinu Rucham, he says, is when you're on the road. Let's say you're two men and one woman on the road. So, what are you afraid? One man is going to go off to Beis HaKisei. So the two men, they'll say, look, we're from Yid. We're going to have an answer. We know this is a Yichud. If I'm going to go to a place and this man's going to leave me with a woman alone, I'm going to go with him. I'm not staying with her. We're from Guy. Like, well, what are you worried about? He's going to go Lasi Tzorachav and I'm going to stay with her? Why are you Chayshish that I'm going to do in a Yichud? When it's two men and a woman, it's not a Yichud. You're telling me, well, it'll happen later. That now falling asleep is easier to understand. A person falls asleep on his own. But when you have from people, well, why? The question is, why are Chazal saying that one man's going to go off? Rabbeinu Yochum says, why are you chayshish for this? What? Amchus are right. So when you do an Yichud, you're telling me, don't go on this place, because you will come to Esiyichud. I won't come to Esiyichud. And let's learn. This is brought in Beis Shmuel test. This is a disagreement among the Paiskim. And we'll see in a minute. Ramesha writes in one place that for Makam Tzairuch, he could be son of Rabbein Yeruchim. In one of his Jewish. Let's see what it says. Test. B'sadei b'layla. Hatamu. B'sadei. Shemi yitztaruch echol in the kebab. Lindakovov, rather. He and Echad. He'll go to do private things, and the male he'll be left with the other one. Kasav Rabbim Shem Rabbein Yeruchim. Davka kisheyelchu ima lishmar oisa. This whole problem is when one of the men is going as a bodyguard for the woman. They hired him to watch this woman on the road. If he's being paid to stay with, to watch her on the road, so if someone goes Lasi Sirachav, he's not going away and leaving her alone. But they're not Shimrim, they just happen to be together. Mutter. Because what are you going to do? You're not going to be a Yichud, he's a Adam Kosher. If one of them goes away, then he'll go with him. Why should I say he's going to be Yavr B'mezid? So B'derech, he holds this wonderful heter. But Lila, assume this Yached, that's different. Lila's different. maybe one of them will fall asleep. Yishar Hasheni Ima. I forget the Efshaloi Lahakitz Chadei. Right, he's from. He'll wake him up. But come again, Beinu Beinoi. Misyachid Imam, and until he realizes he fell asleep, they'll be in this Yichud. So by sleeping, I understand, but by traveling. So this is Rabbi Yerucham said, the miu harayved loisvira lekein, the kasa shemi yashin echad, v'sheni yase iser, v'yavei alel, afizeh v'derech asar, afilu am ein hochin lishmar aysa. So he understands that the harayved argues miu kasha, but in svara, lomei chashini shiyase v'meizin iser, v'ksheir amayri, v'ef sheli yashiv tzas. So it doesn't say what his yishuv is, but maybe like you said, in apetrupis larayis, but that's what he says. Kasim beprisha, b'zen this pasher haminik. From here, the custom has become nashim loichin imam tinekai tinaikis. When women travel from city to city, they go in a cab or they go in a horse and buggy. They take along a child. The nashim imha edline oral, even though they're going with a guy. Mishum kshiyit starach hi ayatinek l'nakavav telechi imatinek. You go along with a shomer that will accompany you when you go to the side. If it's a child, the child now. We'll see later how old the child has to be a shomer. But when he talks about what he sees, then he's a shomer. Ubakasim shemar shal da'asa, chemashu debe shulchan aruch, and listen, machazar shem yeruchim, v'dehishmin da'ita kam b'shulchan aruch. So even though it's a very mistaverate reason, he says, l'maisa the poiskim don't agree with it. It may be an afkamina today. Today, as you know, we have rest stops on the road, and really, there's no real chashad that someone will stop by the side of the road. It happens occasionally, but it's not a regular chashad. People usually, especially going on highways, there's no real chashad. And to just say on our own, well, nowadays it's different, it's a little hard. But say it and use Rabbeinu Yeruchim, to rely on Rabbeinu Yeruchim with nowadays, with their rest stops, sounds like something that a person can rely on. I remember during COVID, where the rest stops were closed, and we were in a camp in New Hampshire, which was 7 hours drive. I remember it wasn't so pashut. I mean, not that I can't say yichud, but I took my two grandchildren to camp, and we drove back for whatever reason in the middle of summer, and it was very hard. There were no rest stops. There was no place to go. And then you can identify with the chashad that someone would go off into the woods and leave the siyichud behind.
What are the rules for saying light flowing? Why wouldn't you say light flowing?
So it's true. Why wouldn't you say light flowing? So first of all, it's a good taina. And that's why I'm saying we have Rabbeinu Yeruchim Shita. So in a place where we have another Svara, we can rely on Rabbeinu Yeruchim. That's my feeling. There is a question if Loi Plug applies to his Seyichud, because we constantly find situations where they're saying this is different. Baal Beir is different or other situations where it's different. So the question is by whether these reasons are good enough for this light plug. It's something of a question. I'll tell you a fascinating shaila. The Michas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, in his first chelik of Chuvah, has a fascinating Chuvah. He has a situation where somebody had to fly, from New York to Dallas for a parent's funeral. There's a funeral, and they had to fly, and they missed the regular flight. They weren't, and they're going to miss the funeral. So this woman who had to go hired a private plane. It was a two-seater. The pilot was male, and the woman was female. And she asked if she's allowed to fly in a two-seater. Now, before you take off, there are people seeing you. And when you land, there are people standing all around you. But in mid-air, you can't exactly do Pesach Pesach L'Shusarabim. What do you do mid-air? So he's asked the Shaila. The Shaila knows totally in what Reb David just asked. Do you say that, you can't come the day, when you have a pilot flying an airplane, it's just not physically practical to come the day. Don't tell me I'm Petrupus La Roy. There's no real Chashad that in mid-flight that there's going to be any type of iser. Maybe say leitplog, so it's leitplog, it's a yichud. If you say...
The problem is that they can land somewhere else.
What?
The problem is that he can land...
So to be chayshish, that he's going to land in a field, so then it'll be an iser. But when he does, it'll be an iser. As long as he doesn't do it, it won't be an iser. He can't ask me because maybe you will be over on yichud. Right now, he's not being over on yichud.
That's what yichud is about,
no? No, yichud is, when you're in yichud, there's an iser yichud. By night, they will chayshish and fall asleep. It's not that we're chayshish on our own. But so it's interesting. He brings that the Rabbi Yashab Asert, and then he says like Lulei Devarav. He brings instances where place can discuss whether it's interesting. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has a very similar tshuva, nothing like an airplane, but he has a tshuva in the first volume of Micha Shlomoi about a woman in labor. Going alone in a car in the city is mutter, but in the place was in Issi Yichud, going along the Micha Shleimai, right down the place. It's in the first volume, and the question is whether he's allowed to go Issi Yichud. She's in labor. There's no chashash of tashrus. She's in labor. And what? It's not a shikach nefesh. There's no shiloh. The question is, you have to take someone with her. So the tshuva, I just looked it up. The tshuva says that you have to even machmir because sometimes the labor stops, and mechetesi that she's going to stay in labor the whole way. It sounds to me from that tshuva that the etzem heter of a situation where it can't come lidei yichud because the person's in labor sounds like Rishon Zalman would be matir. He's saying it's also k'sham yifsuku atzirim. Maybe the labor will stop. It sounds like the etzem heter of being a labor. It's not 100% clear, but it sounds like he would be matir. And that should be, the same heter should apply to the pilot in the plane, would seem to apply. Okay. All right. I don't know, it's a new heter. We have to know whether it's such a heter.
A woman with a guy. Also for her?
Drabon, we said it's a Siyichah Drabon, and they were guys are Bezdina Shosh Shammai Behel. Okay, so Al Kapadim, this is our this is our custom. Back to Pesachei Tshuva Dalid, the Shaila of whether 3 and 1 is Mutter when 1 is a Parutz. So Pesachei Tshuva Dalid, he's a little marich in this. And he seems to bring another Yehuda that answers. Now I'm going to explain to you what this means. This means you're going on the road with two men, one woman, which would be mutter in the city. It's also on the road, but there's also the driver. Just the driver is a parutz. The driver is a, not a ishkasha. He's a driver. What?
A guy
who's a parutz. So you have 3 and 1. Which is a heter, but one of the three is a parutz. So when we say only ksherim have the heter of 3 and 1, do we mean all three have to be ksherim, or does it mean you have to have ksherim there? Does it mean all have to be ksherim? So the way he brings it, it sounds like the Noyd Yehuda is machmir, but the Noyd Yehuda, who's mitzadeh did the tshuva, writes at the end. A lashon in Cain, something like Lo yinachta bas Yisrael shekshera. He says that it can't be that we can't answer because they always go with a cab, with a wagon. I mean, they go 2 men and 1 woman, and they're noig heter to go. And it sounds like he wants to be mitzadid lemaisa more to be meikel, even though his preference is to be mech. There is a gra. That's mashma lahachmir. In this case, the gross of cut in hay. If you look at it, the gross sounds like he'd be machmir with 3. Piskei tshuva hay. Piskei tshuva hay. Noshim harbe yom and noshim harbe. Chasa b'sefer k'yosef, dafka t'losa b'adi t'losa. Hotrei v'trei yisuri, two men, two women are asa, dafka b'stav in the other. And even the three heter of three is all b'stav in the other. B'pritza yesh l'achri, gam b'shloish and b'sholish. So b'pritza, let's say b'prutzim, sounds like that the heter of three and three, koshke three and one, is not necessarily what it sounds like. It's not that clear.
When you have three and one goes away,
yeah.
Why is that worse than Pesach? Three people
makes it. Pesach has to be. There's only had to Pesach, so it's open to Sarabin. It's open to one.
I have three men in the area, three people. So
I mean, two are with it. It would be open to three, it would be mutter. It's a good question. If it's open to three, it's mutter. So if you're with two and it's open to one more, it should be mutter too. I hear the question, could be, because we know he's going to be away for a certain amount of time. Maybe that's why it's worse. I'm not sure. Now, Siv Vav goes back to the Mechaber. Remember, the Beis Yosef and the Rambam don't hold of the heter of two and one, or three and one. They hold that one woman is also with no matter how many men. And one man is also with no matter how many women. That's the sheet of the Rambam and the Mechaber. So there in Sivav he says Nashim Harbe Ima Nashim Harbe, even the Mechaber is Mata many men and many women, which he says B'Sei Tshuva Hey is three and three. So that's Mein Chayshin
Li'ichud. Why did
they
say
that?
Why did they pair off? Why aren't we concerned they can pair off?
If they pair off, then they'll be doing the Aveira. As long as they're three and three, they're Mutter. We're not Chayshin, they'll pair off. Right, when that chayshish, they'll go and pair off. If they do it, they'll be doing an avera. But what he needs to say is, as long as they don't do it, we don't create a chashash when it's a three and three, and certainly more than three and more. Okay. Now, the second if of the mechaber is a gemara. You have a case on noshim bebechutz v'noshim bebifnim. What this means is you have two rooms. The men are in one room, the women are in another room. But it's a walkthrough. To get out to the street from the inside, you have to walk out to the outside. Now, in such a situation, what's the worst? The men inside or the women inside? Right? When it's a walkthrough, the chayshu, someone from the inside, is going to walk through the outside and create a problem. So the atula shyness in the Gemara. If we're more machbe, men inside, women outside, where there's a greater chashash. But the bottom line is, when you have two rooms that are not separate apartments, they're not separate. They're not totally separate. So the Gemara, the Mechaber says, "Anashim b'chutz, anashim b'fnim, anashim b'nashim b'chutz." Upirsha isha lebein ha'anashim, ayishecha lebein ha'anashim, asur mishum yichud. Even though there are two rooms, now if the door would be open, there would be no shaila. We're talking here where there's a door between them, but it's a derech to go through. So he's saying that it's still aser isha lebein hanashim, a isha lebein hanashim. So here you have one woman with three men, the mechabishit is that's aser. One man and three women, the mechabishit is that's aser. So even though there's a bais b'bifdim and a bais b'bechutz, a walk through, it's still aser. Now here, the Chazal Inish explains, if each door has its own door to the street, it's not an issue. Because they're not supposed to walk into the other room. The other place. Let's say you have two apartments in a two-family house. So it's not uncommon. You have a two-family house with a common hallway, and there's one man upstairs and one woman downstairs. So if each has its own exit, Lusha Sarabim, it's not a walk-through, it's us. And the issue here is where it's a walk-through where they're separate apartments. Now, based on this, in that shuvah, the Bichas Asher, he talks about the issue of a car, a man and a woman alone in a car, which we'll get to, we'll talk about it. But he says, if you have the man in the front and the woman in the back, or vice versa, you have the woman in the front and the man in the back, the only way to get to the other person is Derech Rosh Hashanah. You have to go out, it's like two rooms and each has its own Pesach Rosh Hashanah. The front, you can't, I mean, it's not normal to go from the front seat to the back seat without going through Rosh Hashanah. So he wants to use this as a heter for cars, if in a, even a place where it's aser, a man and a woman alone in a secluded road is aser.
Right.
What?
Mount
Rod is Aser. So the question is, if they're in, one's in the front, one's in the back, it's like two apartments. If you have two separate apartments, what matter? What's a separate apartment? Chazanish says, if you have to go out to the street. So here, you would have to go out to the street in order to get together. And then, when you go to the street, it'll become an Isser. But as long as you're not, then there's no Isser. So he argues that this should be a heter, based again on the Chazanish, that when we have to go through Rishus HaRabim, it's mutter. We're knowing separate apartments to consider it mutter, even though it's possible that both will open their door to the common hallway to go out. Well, when they'll open the door together, common hallway, and be in the hallway together, there'll be an Isser. But to be chayshish for that, when it's separate apartments, we're not chayshish. Although the Chazanish says that each one should really have a separate exit, Lushus HaRabim. Chazanish sounds like he'd be machmer in such a case, where there's one common hallway and they don't have separate entrances. So I'll compare him. This is, I guess, the rundown of the Isser. In the bottom, the Eizem HaKadosh always says interesting shtikloch. So let's look at a couple of them. First, he has a kula that I don't think anybody necessarily agrees with, but the second column, Eizem HaKadosh, the second from the last, which says Oid Matzasi, right? Whoever the person that put together from different notes, look what he says. Oid Matzasi, Oidos Yichob Balaylo, Beforish B'Shulchan Aruch, Lahachmir, Kishe, I guess it's Yishenim B'nei Abayis. When people go to sleep, you need extra shimer, it's awesome. Listen to what he says. V'kamak nira ein zeh kiyang she'ein ner doylik. Only when there are no lights on, there's no flame. Oz kivish yesh gam she'ena, yesh chashash. So people are less afraid. The darkness covers their tracks. V'she'ein kiyang ner doylik. Umsa oleha. Duma. Probably yifkach echad einaha. Rega, one's going to open their eyes. V'tzarech li iyon ata, is ata. There's a very big kula that the lights are on, it's mutter. That you're going to go to sleep, it means you go to sleep in the darkness, but otherwise it's mutter. And I've never seen a pesach that brings this heter. But
is it also because the act shouldn't be done with any light on? With any light?
Well, I don't think they're so from that they're not going to, if you're Chesh, they're going to be Mizana, he writes in a previous piece that he warned his wife not to go in the wagon with the Gaisha wagon driver because there's this a Yichud. My only horror on that is that you should never warn your wife for multiple reasons. First of all, it may not be a good idea to warn your wife because it may incentivize her to say Efshe Fakert. But more importantly, the Issa Saita is a very serious Issa. A man who tells his wife, be careful. You know, when the plumber comes and leave the door open, the Asa B'Yichud, that's a very serious thing. It says later in Hilchas Saita that even though we pask in Kinoi, you want her needs Eidim, but there are some Rishon who hold you don't need Eidim, a man should never say to his wife that, be careful, you know, be Miachin with this person. He's saying someone by name.
That's a
kilo. He's telling her it's aser. That's what it seems to say. There certainly is bittel kinoi. A person could say I'm a vatel the kinoi, but the Rama says later in Hilchas Saita that people should be very careful. But yeah, but we're not going to ask because we're passing in need aid for the kinoi. But what? Well, Prutzen Balabia doesn't help. Balabia does help, and not by Prutzen. That's why in the wagon it doesn't.
No, talking about
yeah, it depends if he's a parrot or not. Look, if there's a heter, in the case with an Isser, surely even if there's a heter, if he wants her, it's still Kinoi. Kinoi is even against the God Lagar. Still, right? He says that they were the Cheshish, was it David? They were, everyone's Makan, Moshe Rabbeinu. They were Makan Elishtai and Moshe Rabbeinu. They gave them, they wanted to chef a Moshe, so they gave.
So, like, telling his wife is a good start, but you still have to go in front of a bit and declare her.
In the case of like a plumber, still they have to have a bailabir. If she, unless it's prutzin, that's what I'm just asking. Unless it's a parutz. If he's a porous, there's no head to buy a beer. Probably doesn't help by...
Like any guy? Any guy?
Yeah. We'll see. I guess we'll get to buy a beer next week. But...
leave the door open.
Good. Leave the door open. No problem. Asif Zayin, afili isha iska yomulafti im hanashim. Asif siachin im hanashim. Kesed yasi, yisasi kimoim, vishto imo yifnum loch acheres. If you're a man, the machabeshita is, there's an issa yichud, this means a doctor or a dentist to be alone with a woman. And issa yichud is aser, of course, by labia still is a heter. But if he finds himself being miyachid with single women, either bring your wife along or find a different work, find a different job. But what? Yeah, no, so it's afilu. Because there is a tzad, this whole mechaber is a dove pella. Because there is a tzad to say that uman vumnase torut. Then an uman is busy with his umnis, and there's no issi yichud. That's the pella here. Because in Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei, which it starts with Hilchas Nida, but it goes at the end from Hilchas Nida to other things, it says that. That a doctor is allowed to be mamashish bedefek eshesish. He's allowed to even touch a woman. You know, a doctor does negir to a woman in ways that that would otherwise be asa. Because uman will not say tarid. Because an uman is tarid in his umnis. Very hard to understand that means. But yichud is still asa. Because that's mutter. But yichud is still asa. But that's what comes out. It comes out that if it's not b'yichud, so he's allowed to do what he wants to do, and not chayshish. But b'yichud is a problem. So a doctor has to have, at the very least, sort of a pesa pesuach, a nurse or somebody who is a shaymer. The nurse would have to be, one man and two women is awesome. The nurse herself would have to be a bail b'yir person that is muta b'yichud. Once she's muta b'yichud, she's a shaymer besides. But it's sort of the idea that no isurim apply. The Mechaber says it's not that way. Okay, Baila Beir, and whether it applies to Prutzim, I guess we'll leave for next week. We'll get to Sifkas.